If you have a very young reader in your life, we have a job for both of you. It's time for the NPR Books Summer Reader Poll, and this year it's all about books for the youngest readers. So whether your favorite is The Last Stop on Market Street, Frog and Toad, or The Seven Silly Eaters, we want to hear from you. NPR Books editor Petra Mayer is here to tell us how it works. Hey, Petra.
Hey there.
So how does NPR's Summer Reader Poll work?
So the name is slightly misleading. It's not a straight up popularity poll because otherwise the same five books would win every single time. People vote on up to five of their favorite books in any given genre. And I take the 250 most popular books and I send those to a panel of expert judges. And what they do is kind of add and subtract and hammer out this final list of 100.
So kids and adults get to speak up for their favorite books. And then the judges decide who are these expert judges who get to curate this list.
We've got a really good panel this year. We have a kids' books columnist, Juanita Giles. She writes a column for the NPR website called Are You There, God? It's Me, Juanita. She's also a founder and executive director of the Virginia Children's Book Festival. We've got Andrea Davis Pinkney. She's a best-selling author and editor. Her work has won the Coretta Scott King Award. We've got Karina Jan Glazer, who writes the best-selling Vanderbeekers series. And we've also got Margaret Willison, who you may know if you listen to Pop Culture Happy Hour. She is a former librarian and a Pop Culture Happy Hour fan favorite.
And Petra, how did you decide to focus on children's books this year?
Well, I was really thinking about like all the parents and the caregivers who were stuck inside this summer with their kids, because I don't have kids, I have cats, but I feel for people who have kids. And I felt like we needed a little joy, and what's more joyous than beautiful picture books? And also, this is kind of near and dear to my own heart, because when I was a little kid, I collected really artsy picture books, and I'm so super excited to pass some of my favorites on to the readers.
Well, I do have kids and I'm allergic to cats, but honestly, this summer with the pandemic, I would trade you. And I know my kids are a little older now, but they read all kinds of things, you know, chapter books, magazines, comic books, picture books. What specifically are you looking for here?
We're thinking about an age range of roughly 2 to 8. So we want picture books, but also early chapter books, you know, easy stuff like Frog and Toad. But we also understand that kids read all kinds of weird stuff. You know, when I was 6, my favorite book was Dr. Spock's Baby in Childcare, because I liked to read the disease descriptions. I was weird, and my parents bought me my own copy, so I'd stop stealing theirs. So there's going to be a special category for stuff that wasn't meant for kids, but you love it anyways. So it's a pretty broad range, but we're thinking specifically of very early readers.
You know, I will confess to being a fellow encyclopedia reader and a dictionary reader as a kid. You know, slow summer days before the internet.
I did that too. I loved the encyclopedia.
How can people weigh in with their favorite books?
You can go to npr.org/kidsbooks. The voting guidelines and the form for submissions are there. You can nominate up to 5 books or series. We're considering series. So, for example, the Elephant and Piggy books as a single entry. So up to 5 books or 5 series. And also, I should say that this is kind of an ongoing process. The voting will be open for about a week. We tend to leave the voting open until so many votes come in that I can't deal with it anymore. But the tabulating and the counting and the deciding will go on all summer. So the final list will probably come out sometime in mid-August.
Just in time for everyone to be really, I don't want to say tired of the kids being home for the summer, but maybe a little tired of it and looking for some new ideas.
Well, hopefully we can help a little.
That's NPR Books editor Petra Mayer. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.